Mission Network News, 4.5-minute version for Thursday, May 5th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. We get an update on the Pakistani believers jailed in Saudi Arabia. Christian television succeeds in the Middle East, and the 16th annual Bible Reading Marathon wraps up today. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Nearly 2 weeks ago, 40 Pakistani Christians were arrested in a raid on a house church in Saudi Arabia. Now, human rights monitors and lawmakers want the Saudis penalized for religious freedom violations. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says these believers could have a tough time.
Because they are Pakistanis, they could face a long period of time in jail. We have seen people from less powerful countries than America held for long periods of time, and in one case, sentenced to die.
While this country is oppressive to Christians, Voice of the Martyrs is beaming in Christian radio programs and providing Christian literature to those underground, says Nettleton.
We know there are believers in Saudi Arabia. We know there are Saudi believers who are carrying out the gospel there. And so we want to do whatever we can to be of assistance to them and help them as they're building the church there.
Nettleton's asking Christians to contact their representatives to protest this human rights abuse. Next, Sat7's research on their viewership shows they're drawing a significant audience from 8 Arab nations. The numbers indicate that there are nearly 2 to 3 million regular viewers. There are also 6 to 7 million that are drawn to the ministry's programming. Sat7's Terry Ascott explains the missiological finding.
It really shows that people are still very spiritually aware and hungry in their different societies. It is still very theistic in its worldview, and that there is great spiritual hunger in the area.
Ascott says the rise in the numbers of viewers suggests the ministry is providing the building blocks of the church.
Television is another paradigm in Christian ministry, because you only have one TV set per household. The whole family watches the TV together. And so what we have now, our whole family is becoming Christian.
The research supports more emphasis on programming into North Africa. Ascott says that they'll also be developing programs for women, children, youth, and new believers. You're listening to Mission Network News. Hundreds of volunteers are part of the 16th annual Bible Reading Marathon on the grounds of the U.S. Capitol. It's a public reading of the Bible from cover to cover, spanning 80 hours. The four-day event culminates today with a National Day of Prayer. Reverend Michael Hall, who heads the effort, explains why they do it.
We feel that we're doing what Nehemiah did when there was a public reading of God's Word, which called a nation to repentance. And we feel that even people that don't agree with us, many times they stop and listen, and as we explain what we're doing and why we're doing, we feel that we are reaching people and changing their minds.
Hall says the Bible Reading Marathon also encourages the many believers who work in Washington, D.C.
I think what thrills them is to see people stand for their beliefs in the public sphere, and I think that's what will change this country.
Bible Pathway Ministries founder helped launch the Bible Marathon to combat biblical illiteracy in America. And with a senior citizen population increasing in the United States, the number of elderly in rest homes is also increasing. Disabilities keep them from doing much, including reading. That's why Talking Bibles International is providing a Talking Bible. It's a closed tape machine that plays the New Testament. Talking Bible's Paul Hoekstra says they're having an impact.
A woman who was, I think, 85 years old somewhere in Pennsylvania, and we received a letter from her saying that she had gotten a Talking Bible and how she had used it to reach out to someone else, and they had accepted Christ as their Lord.
40,000 have been handed out during the last year. Hoekstra says these machines enable people to be involved in evangelistic outreach. He suggests
get one or two of these Talking Bibles and place them with a person they know that's in a nursing home, and then go and visit that person. And it gives them an opportunity to pray with that person, to just spend a little time with them, to bring fresh batteries, to talk about what they've been listening to.
Go to our website for purchase information. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of Chuck Swindoll's book, The Triumph of the Cross, a gift from Transworld Radio, call 1-800-995-4828. It's a great witnessing tool that'll provide answers about why God's own Son was sent to the cross in a way seekers will understand. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.